I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk today about building your eulogy versus building your resume. So often we obsess about the stuff of work, the stuff that's in our resume, because I think we think that that's what gives us worth, what gives us value. Now, obviously that stuff's important. I mean, in this podcast, we focus on your living your Christian life at work. It matters. But what matters so much more is the stuff that's in your eulogy. Now, what do I mean by that? One of my employees, her dad is a professional athlete. Guys, I can guarantee you that when she is at her dad's funeral, if she reads the eulogy, she won't mention a single NBA stat about her dad. She'll talk about how he was a loving father. The people in your workplace, they might not talk about your successes and effectiveness as a leader. If they are giving your eulogy, they'll talk about what a kind person you were. But so often we don't focus intentionally on the eulogy stuff. And guys, we need to. It's what matters most.
Yeah, and we all need a resume in the workplace. But I have to tell you, I was raised, if I really thought about it, I didn't realize at the time, but work was my definition. You know, as a guy, I thought my job, providing for my family, therefore my salary, therefore my resume, I really thought that was kind of the most important thing. And I was raised with faith, but that seemed to be a side thing and not really my identity. And so many of us get caught in this. And, you know, it says you can't serve two masters, and we think that's just money and God. And part of that is also we can't have two identities that are primary. And if my primary identity is my work, and so many wonderful people I know struggle with that. And so what we have to do is say, is that who I am, or is that what I do coming out of my identity as a, and not even as a husband and a dad first, but as a follower, a child of God. And so this is so important in the working world because everyone around us and most of our day is probably spent thinking about that resume and what we're accomplishing there.
And this is easy to talk about, but really hard to do, isn't it, Pat?
Yes.
Because we just get right into the busyness and the things that are urgent crowd out the things that are important. This takes having a lot of intentionality around daily prayer and becoming a contemplative kind of soul so that you walk through life a little different than other people. You engage the busyness of your daily life, but you know who you are in the middle of it. I want to beg you to take that time for prayer and that time to reflect on the end and remember what matters most as you go about your daily life. And I don't just mean remember as a side project. No, be active and intentional about remembering.
So let's pray. God, help us to do our work well and to know that it's important in many ways, but help it never become the idol, never become the source of our identity, and never become that thing that keeps us from you, but something that draws us to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.